2. Taryn was off before I could even process the fact that someone was in serious trouble. Mercifully, it wasn't long before my wits returned, and I legged it after him. I thought at first the screaming was coming from the demon tent, but quickly realized that the noise came from beyond it, toward the big open field that served as a parking area. 2 other people were running in the same direction. A big blonde man who seemed to be made of muscles, and a small elderly woman with black and white hair. I passed by the latter, but the blonde dude was well ahead of me. As I raced around the tent and hit the open area, I stumbled and would have fallen if the elderly woman hadn't caught my arm before I fell. Ahead of us, lit by a small portable light, were 4 rows of cars. Taryn stood in front of the first row, facing a tall, thin man who seemed to be wielding some sort of sword. A woman lay prone on the ground between Taryn and the man, and before my brain could process what I was seeing, the thin man with the sword flung his arms upright for a moment so that the sword glinted dully in the night sky. With a terrible flash, he brought it down, right on Taryn's shoulder, slashing downward through him, almost completely severing his arm. I was left sick and numb with horror, a great yawning pit of terror seeming to open at my feet. I tottered on the edge of it, trying desperately not to faint. The mangled Taryn fell almost on top of the woman. The blonde man ahead of me leaped on the Taryn-killing man, and for a second I saw something silver flash between them. Then the sword man was gone, there 1 second and gone the next, leaving only a thick curl of black oily smoke that hung heavily in the air before slowly dissipating. I stopped dead where I stood, trying desperately to make some sense of what had happened, my brain shrieking that I had to do something to help Taryn. The old lady passed me and reached the spot where Taryn lay dead, lightly vaulting over an inky pool of blood that stretched out from his inert form, just as the blonde man spun around and picked up the immobile woman. I dropped to my knees, my legs suddenly unable to hold my weight, and watched with disbelieving eyes as the man staggered back toward me, carrying the woman, while the old lady trotted beside him, talking rapidly in a heavily accented voice.
"Take her to my trailer, Kurt. She isn't armed, just stunned, although it was foolish of her to try to deal with the demon on her own. It's not as if she's a guardian."
Neither of them spared me so much as a glance as they passed by. I stared after them for a second before turning back to look at where the dead and mangled body of my almost boyfriend lay. "Hey!" I tried to yell, but the word came out a scratchy whisper. I cleared my throat and tried again. "Hey, you can't just leave him. He needs help." By now the couple was almost back to the center of the fair and evidently didn't hear me or didn't care because they kept walking. Bile rose in my throat when I looked at what remained of Taryn. I knew I should do something. Maybe he wasn't dead. Maybe he was just stunned. Maybe his arm could be put back on. I retched at the last thought, doubling over and heaving up everything I had eaten before the band started playing. When my stomach settled again, I crawled over to where Taryn sprawled, tentatively reaching out to touch his neck. He was still warm, but I didn't feel a pulse. I got to my feet somehow and instinctively stumbled my way back toward the lights and noise of the fair, back to where there were people other than me who could take charge of the situation and make the nightmare end. By the time I reached the closest booth, closed now, I was gasping for air. Up and down the aisle, all the booths had closed down. Music still pulsated from the big tent, but there wasn't a single person to be seen. A few crows hopped around, pecking at spilled popcorn and other debris, but other than them, there was no living creature to be seen. With a shaking hand, I pulled out my cell phone and dialed the emergency number. "There's a man? A friend? Some guy hacked him down with a sword, then disappeared into a puff of smoke," I told the woman who answered. My throat was so tight that my voice came out like gravel, sharp, pointy gravel.
"Smoke?" the woman repeated.
"Yeah, black smoke. He was there and then he wasn't. People do not turn into smoke, madam. This guy did. Can you please get the police out here?"
"Your location?" the woman asked. I told her where I was and that the murder took place in the parking lot.
"Are you sure your friend is dead?"
"Yes," I squawked. "Did anyone else see this alleged attack?"
"Alleged? It wasn't alleged. It happened right in front of me. Look, I..."